Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Occupy Boston demonstrators are headed to Suffolk Superior Court today in a precautionary move. They're seeking a restraining order that would prevent them from being evicted from their Dewey Square encampment. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tones reports.
In light of confrontations with police in other cities, Occupy Boston protesters are worried about the future of their movement. Alex Ingram has been camping in Dewey Square for weeks.
That is part of the reason why keeping this spot is so important to me, because it means they can't ignore us. The second we leave this spot, the second we let issues like this skirt by, is the second we get in permission to pretend that we don't exist, to ignore the problems.
City leaders are offering no guarantees. Mayor Thomas Menino.
We're evaluating the situation on a daily basis. We're calculating the issues. We're looking at public health commissions down there, prominent public safety officials down there.
So attorneys working on behalf of Occupy Boston and the ACLU of Massachusetts are going to court before anything happens.
Well, frankly, the goal is to avoid here in Boston what's gone on elsewhere in the country, including in New York City.
Attorney Howard Cooper.
The courts aren't open at 1 o'clock in the morning. And to the extent that there is now an apparent movement nationally for municipalities to seek to remove the protesters, no one thought it would be a good idea to wait until there was some confrontation in the middle of the night.
The Boston Police Department and City of Boston wouldn't comment on the lawsuit. In the past, the city has argued that it is illegal to camp in Dewey Square, and occupiers have been given special permission to be there overnight. But that permission can be withdrawn any time.
Well, there we have a difference of opinion and perspective on what is required by the law.
Again, lawyer Howard Cooper. He says public parks belong to all of us, and the Greenway is protected as a place for free speech.
This is a specific area of the city that has actually been designed intentionally by our legislature to promote free speech rights. And that's what this case is about.
Cooper and the city will appear before Suffolk Superior Court this morning. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tones.